I got this photo on a rainy day recently, and I took my camera out kind of for no reason in particular. I just think it's cool to go out and shoot in the rain, especially if it's not raining too hard. If it's like a heavy drizzle, but not like an actual downpour, chances are your camera will be just fine. Most cameras today are not fully weather sealed. They're at least enough sealed against the elements that you'll be okay with getting it just a little bit wet. On my D200, it has some weather sealing, but it's not what it used to be. There's actually some bits of rubber coming off, and so I got to be careful with it. Generally, I keep it under my jacket and just sort of pull it out and take a few shots and then put it back. But I wanted to get something in the rain. I didn't even know what I was looking for. I just walked around for a few minutes, and I took some photos, and I also just enjoyed being out in the rainfall. It's cool to be out in that kind of weather. After a little while, I came across this chain, and I thought it would make a good photo. I knew I wanted a really shallow depth of field to focus the viewer's attention on just a couple raindrops hanging off from just a couple chain links, but it wasn't as easy as just blowing out the aperture, and that's a common mistake that some people make, that to get a shallow depth of field, they think they need a super wide aperture like f1.8 or f1.4, and that's... wide aperture certainly help, but it doesn't always have to be that way. You don't always need a wide aperture to get a super narrow depth of field. It depends on a couple different elements, like how close you are to your subject. So you can have a smaller aperture and still get a nice shallow depth of field if you're close to your subject. I shot this at f4, which was fine since I was pretty close to this chain. I was maybe, I think, about 2 feet away, maybe a little shorter than that. I didn't measure it, obviously, but I was pretty close enough, pretty close so that I knew that if I used F2.8 or F1.8, it just would have been way too shallow. It would have had like a single raindrop in focus, which might have had a cool effect, but then you would have lost all the context of whatever else is going on. And I liked that at F4, you got a nice shallow depth of field, but you still can see what else is going. You can see the chain receding into the background. You can see that building back in the background. And there's more of a context for what is going on in the picture. F4 also gave me a slightly slower shutter of 1/250th, so I got some rainfall effects too. You can see just a couple streaks, like in the top left-hand corner, of rain coming down. A wider aperture would have meant a much faster shutter. That was me snapping my fingers. Sorry about that. You obviously can't see that. Anyway, a wider aperture would have been a faster shutter, and you wouldn't have gotten those raindrops. So when figuring out the kind of shot you want to take, all this goes to show that there's more to consider than just one of the elements of exposure. You have aperture, shutter speed, and ISO, and you have to keep all those things in mind to get the shot you want. You can't just look at something and think, oh, I'll get a, all I need to do is widen my aperture, and that will get me the shot I want. No, there's other things to consider as well, so make sure you know everything about your exposure settings in your camera to get the shot you want. But here I am I'm talking about depth of field and aperture and all this, I'm also not taking my own advice, which I have given several times on Weekly 50, which is to consider your surroundings. In this case, I like the background with the building and the plants and or bushes or whatever else, but there's this giant pole sticking up right through the middle of those three chain links that are in focus. And I don't like that at all. I could have easily fixed that had I just scooted over like a half inch or something like that, or maybe moved my angle of view just downward slightly. I could have avoided that. And instead, I was only focusing on the water drops. And oh, how cool would it be to get the water drops and what angle do I shoot them at to get the chain receding in the background? But I didn't pay attention to the rest of the elements of my photo, which I should have done. So while this is a decent photo, but it could have been a lot better had I paid more attention to the background and the other elements besides just the subject. So I'm using this as a learning opportunity, which is the whole point of this blog anyway. This blog was initially set up as a way for me to keep myself accountable to take more photos and learn more. So that's a learning opportunity. I'll do better next time. And the lesson here, which I need to learn as well, is kind of obvious, because I've said it a couple times before, and I just got done kind of explaining it, which is think about other elements in your shot besides just your subject. There's more going on than just the thing that you want to take a picture of. There's the rest of the frame as well, and keep that in mind. Also, bonus tip, go out and shoot in the rain. It's a ton of fun.